The chairman of the Ethics Committee, David Nangle of Lowell, encouraged the House to expel Enriquez.
We cannot lose sight of the fact that there is a victim involved. There is a victim of a violent domestic crime.
Enriquez was convicted last month of holding down his then-girlfriend and punching her in the chest when she wouldn't have sex with him. Photos of the bruised body of Enriquez's victim were available for representatives to view outside the House chamber. Enriquez was allowed out of jail for the debate and defended himself from the House floor.
My reputation has been attacked and severely damaged. My livelihood and freedom taken. My character forever called into question. The truth is, I never touched my accuser in any way at any point in time that would result in harm or injury.
The representative went on to say that domestic violence is a cowardly and shameful act. He said the all-white makeup of his jury raised questions about the trial's fairness, and he ended his speech with a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt.
Do what you feel in your heart to be right, for you'll be criticized anyway.
Before the vote, the NAACP sent out a statement urging lawmakers not to expel Enriquez, saying it did not believe House rules allowed for a member to be expelled due to misdemeanor convictions. Only 10 members voted for a lesser punishment, censure. 146 voted to remove Enriquez from office. The last time a member of the House was expelled was in 1916. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.